afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School Symphonic Band. I want to welcome you here to the Music in the Parks Festival. My name is Joe Dudek. I'll be one of your adjudicators, and I'm looking forward to performance. Just heard your jazz band, and it looks like this is a symphonic band that's up and ready to go. We're getting their last-minute instructions and warm-up, a little bit of tuning that's happening, and looking forward to you performing Frank Erickson's Air for Band, and looks like the Psalm by William Hines. Okay, be right back with you when we're ready to go. Okay, we just got the announcement and we're just about ready to go. And it looks like we have a warm-up selection, so I'm just going to let this the recording go so you can hear yourselves playing your warm-up piece. And I won't make any comments. I'll just let the recorder run here for you.
Nice.
Nice dynamics here. Good change of dynamics. Good build. Oh, don't rush the eighth notes. Take your time with the eighth notes. Hear a little bit more of the clarinet in the ensemble balance here. It's a really nice, mature ensemble sound. And just sometimes I like to hear a little bit more of the moving lines. Don't rush here. Oh, hold back on the eighth notes. I really like that I can hear all the parts in the balance of the ensemble, that nice second trumpet part that we just played. Da-da-da here, the second part can bring it right out. Okay, good build here. Don't breathe so often across the bar line. More from the euphonium here. On that last chord, a little bit more vertical tuning there needed on that last chord. Wow, what a beautiful sounding ensemble. I'm gonna circle something in the score here for you in the last three or four measures. The trombone euphonium part on these eighth notes. Now take a look what happens in the score. The tenor sax and maybe the horn and trombone and baritone have this eighth note line, and everybody else has whole notes and half notes, and the eighth note line just wasn't coming through the way I'd like it to hear it, and like I said, the dynamic at that point is ensemble fortissimo, and everybody's playing whole notes, and that's kind of dominating the sound, where maybe if everybody played a dynamic level less, and the real true part that we want to hear there are the eighth notes, ba-da-dee-da-da, that part can come out, and then it's repeated then or echoed in the trumpets and the clarinet, second clarinet, ba-da-dee-da, etc. Okay, I'm talking too much. We got to get going here with our second peak. Really enjoyed your first selection. Air for Band is what we older folks call an old war horse. That means that it's been around for a long time and it's a really good teaching tool, and you guys played it marvelously. Pitch here. Flute. The band plays with a wonderful quality of sound. Careful, bottom note of the phrase there, trumpet, solo, intonation. I was talking about how mature the band sounds. The band has a very lovely sound, good balance, good individual tone quality. I think it's the low C that's out of tune. Just be careful. Be careful again. Sometimes the accompaniment figures, non-important, I should say, harmonic accompaniment voices sometimes are a little bit louder than the moving lines. nice dynamic contrast. Really enjoying this. Here as we change tempos. I like how the percussion to this point is really played in the balance of the band. Yeah, nice dynamic contrast. Does a really good job of phrasing, taking the phrasing up and down, rise and fall of the musical line, taking it into the next phrase. Okay, where's the melody? This is another situation where I'm seeing the euphonium on the score, but I'm not hearing it as well as I would have liked to. Again, another nice diminuendo at the end of the phrase and crescendo here at the peak of the phrase. I just realized that I made a grave error here in my recording. I continued the recording on your jazz band for your symphonic band for an entire piece and a half, and didn't realize that I did not change I did not change groups. That's my error. I am so sorry. So if you want to hear the first half of the symphonic band, you're going to have to listen at the end of the jazz band recording. I am so sorry. So we're all the way to the end of the symphonic band performance, and I just now pushed play because I was recording my comments at the end of the jazz band recording, so I apologize. That's an error that I am really embarrassed about. So, in case you don't get a chance to hear that recording, that symbol's here a little bit too much. I'm going to recap everything at the end, in case you didn't get a chance to hear the recording at the end of the jazz. That makes sense what I did. I said, you know, like the after your jazz band was done playing, I neglected to switch over to your concert band's recording. So hopefully, if you want to hear the first two pieces and the recording that I made for the first two pieces, it's at the end of your jazz recording. But like I said, I will recap everything that I was hearing for your symphonic band right now, and then, like I said, if you want to hear the with what you're playing, then you're going to have to go to the end of the jazz recording. I am so embarrassed. Okay, so one of the first things that I said with your group is that it was a very nice, warm, mature sound, very good individual tone quality. You're doing the right things. Flutes have characteristic sounds that sound like flutes. Clarinets have characteristic clarinet sounds. Trumpets sound like trumpets, and not just that they sound like the instrument, but they sound like a very good example of those instruments. So you're having, you're definitely having some good modeling happening and listening and hearing what the instruments are really supposed to sound like. So bravo. And that's what's giving our band such a nice warm ensemble sound. One of the first comments on air for band was to set the air behind the tongue for a better, cleaner attack. It sounded like you knew where the attack was supposed to be, but the note didn't speak maybe where you wanted it to, because the air speed, or the speed of the air wasn't up fast enough to cause the reed to vibrate or the lips to vibrate to produce tone. So it was kind of an errant attack at the beginning. Nice dynamic contrast throughout Air for Band. I mentioned some things about bringing out the melodic line and the moving lines, and then I also said a few times that not to rush the eighth note lines, especially as we get to the peaks of phrases. In the psalm, I said, great job on a solo trumpet. Be careful of the low C, and tune that with a tuner and find out your pitch tendency on that note, probably a little flat. And I mentioned that in psalm for the accompaniments not to overplay the melody that was happening at times. Nice dynamic contrast in this piece as well. Be careful, percussion towards the end started to overbalance a little bit. Okay? And I hope my comments come out on the jazz recording there for you, and I apologize for the error. And I hope you have a great time at Disneyland, and best of luck to you in the future.